8.
Any last words?
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody, to Chuck and Lou. Tonight, Iggy has made it safe tonight with no interruptions, no guns drawn. You're good?
All good.
All right, Iggy. Hey, tonight we have no guests tonight. We have just Chuck and Lou. So, Lou, better known as Jack Bueller, how are we doing tonight?
Pretty good. It's been a boring Sunday.
Boring Sunday. You know, golf, you don't even know who won. I think Rory won today, but it's Sunday.
It's too late last night.
You were up late last night?
No, I was only up to about 11.
You just told me earlier that you do not stay up past 11. 11 is your time to put it to sleep.
Well, I was up at 7:30 yesterday, so
woo!
Had stuff to do.
I tell you what, you said 7:30. We got an hour of sleep back last night, but unfortunately...
Oh, I needed it. I got a solid 10 hours.
I got like 5, because next thing you know, I decided that I was going to go golfing today at Busch Stadium. What do you think about that?
Sounds pretty good.
It was really cool. Yeah, I feel like it was 8 days ago. But went golfing this morning with a buddy of mine who had a baby on Friday. His wife did. And was able to golf this morning and then was done golfing with me today and went and swooped the baby up and took him home.
That's commitment.
That is commitment. You know, he got these VIP, the VIP passes for this golf thing. It was a little chilly out, but...
Did it cost more for an early tee time?
You know, it was a little bit, cheaper, like normal, get out there to the, golf club at Wentzville, you get out there a little cheaper in the morning, but it was freezing. I froze my ass off for a while there, but overall,
it was
great day.
Warm during the day.
And it was fine because a couple cool stories, one time we were teeing off, they did say they had a guy yesterday at the golf outing at Busch Stadium, hit the Jumbotron out there in center field 3 times, got escorted out. he had stuck his 4-iron in, so he was just blasting things.
That sounds great.
My buddy, Dylan actually did hit the foul pole on one of his shots, which was kind of cool. It was like, ding! I was like, down there. And then I did hit one off kilter. I wanted to act like I was David Freese back in the day, hitting the ball to right field and getting the triple. So I did a little couple illegal things. But Lou, if you were there, what would you have wanted to hit in the stadium if you were there?
Like the center field grass.
Center field grass?
Yeah.
There were like 7 or 8 balls up there I saw.
Yes. Batter's eye. I tried to get into the right field bullpen too.
Yeah, I was trying to get over there to Ballpark Village and maybe key one over there. But what a great experience golfing at Busch Stadium. Yesterday, had a great day, had some CYC games. Those are always a battle with the, you either have the 15-year-old ref or the 74-year-old ref.
Hey, let's not say anything about 15-year-old refs. My sister's a ref now in
CYC.
Well,
it's good money. But then had some YMCA basketball games. First game, I don't know if he was counting, but every team has a mom that counts. Was told when the game was over that we won 60-0. We're in this like playing second graders and they're playing first graders. It's just that whole deal. My daughter did score her first bucket yesterday. Good for her. But on the other end, did you know, Lou, that Incarnate Word plays Missouri Wednesday?
I'm confused.
Yeah, well, I had to get it in the show somehow, but the Red Army, is it not? That's not that Incarnate Word, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not that Incarnate Word.
That wouldn't be a very good game.
Do you think Konzo would he D up the Red, the Red Knights? Or, he'd probably D them up and they'd turn over. But at the same time, let's talk a little hoops, Lou. Uh-huh. Let's talk about Mizzou and Illinois and SLU real quick. We'll talk about that. And then we're also going to preview a little bit of the GAC basketball down the road. We're obviously going to talk football and things. But when we talk about Mizzou, SLU, and Illinois, who do you think, Lou, is going to be the best out of those three teams?
I have no clue.
I have a clue. I think it's going to be Illinois. That's who I really think is going to be the best.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to say. And Wade Bouslog out there, if he's listening, he'd love to hear me say that, big Illinois fan. But they're ranked 7th in their preseason ranking. SLU's ranked 7th. Mizzou's 2nd to last. I just think Illinois is going to be a team that's going to be a little bit better than SLU and Mizzou this year. Where do you think the Mizzou Tigers are going to stand this year, Lou? Any thoughts?
Better than what they're ranked.
You think so?
I mean, are you kidding me? 13th.
I agree. I don't think that it's not just Vanderbilt. I think they're going to give a little bit more effort. I just do not like the fact that they don't have a scorer. I think they need a guard scorer. I think they said their big thing is trying to keep the big boy out of foul trouble, and I think they said he had 3 fouls in the first 9 minutes of the game against Central Missouri, in which they were down 1.5 the other night. But if your team is going to be surrounded and you're going to go with how Tillman goes, that's probably not ideal.
I don't understand how SLU's ranked 7th in the A-10.
I agree. How many teams are in the A-10? I think 13 or 14?
Yeah, I know the A-10's weaker than it was last year.
I'm sure VCU's probably up there. But I think SLU's got some good talent, good mix, some guys coming back. I'm interested to see them play. But, you know, basketball, let's face it, when you have two teams that are in the middle of the pack and one team that's at the end of the pack to start the year, we're not going to be blowing anybody's socks off here with basketball this year. So
Mizzou's got a tough road schedule to start the year.
What do they start?
I know they go to Kansas City for the one four-team tournament there. I think, you know, the Hall of Fame Classic.
Uh-huh.
I think they go to Xavier this year.
Okay, that's always a tough place to play.
They said in the paper that there's some tough teams. Yeah, they go to Xavier's, start out the year. They host Butler, which is interesting. That would be the one that's in Kansas City. And they go to Temple. Yeah, there's some tough ones, for sure.
And then, of course, you know, the thing back now, they're going to play Kansas in the future. I think December 12th of 2021 they're going to play. That's always good.
I'll be in college.
Wow. Can you believe that?
I can't.
Man, I can only imagine what you're going to be doing in college. You're going to love it.
I don't know.
I think you'll be just fine.
High school's a struggle.
High school's always a struggle. You know, you get to go to gym class and get the balls out and throw them around, play mat ball, you know.
Or go to the Tubbies.
Yeah, or just, where do they go to Tubbies? Oh, yeah, you guys go to Tubbies to bowl, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
What's the over-under on Coach Strauss wings eaten per day?
Not too much this year.
No, he slowed down a little bit?
Slowed down a little bit.
Wow. Although
I'm pretty sure one time he was straight up eating ketchup.
Strausser. Let's go ahead. It's a good transition into the SAW football. Coach Strauss and his catch-up. So we're going to go ahead and now move into the other night they played game one of districts against Winfield, who I think
I was there.
You were there, and I know you were up in the press box. I was getting some updates from you. But obviously, the Warriors win. I think everybody knew the Warriors were going to win that first one, but tell us about some bad news that came out of that game.
Yeah, so Brendan Sportsman, for his second touchdown game, had a think of Archie Manning touchdown, but instead of passing it, he was the one running around the field and didn't pass it. Gets it to the end zone, celebrates with a chest bump with Stephen Frazier, I believe, and then walks very slowly over to the sideline, did not come back the rest of the game with a knee injury.
And we don't know what the knee injury is. I think they're going to go to the doctor tomorrow. But, let's face it. If he goes down with the other injuries they have, that's just put us in a whole different perspective. We're assuming, I think, who they play next week, Mexico.
Mexico.
And then, of course, the game that everyone's kind of been looking forward to, if they have that chance, would be against Lutheran St. Charles, who scored 71 points in the first...
78 overall.
71 in the first half, though, against Orchard Farm. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And beat them 78-0. Now, my question to you is, I saw that the last play in the first half, they said, was a touchdown pass. So you're up 60, and you're just going to throw a bomb? What do you think about that?
I mean, if you want to just stick it to Orchard Farm because of one player to transfer from your school, then just go on defense and just obliterate their offensive line.
Or how about just score 70 points and win the game? I don't think you probably have to throw it. I don't, you know, the whole AJ Snow effect, you know, we kind of talked about earlier. But crazy how football has kind of worked this year for Lutheran St. Charles. I don't know if they've quite played the competition they're going to get to here with hopefully West down the road. But if Sportsman's not back, that's going to be a difficult
road. Let's be honest. If Lutheran's going to win state in next year, they're going to have to play a tougher schedule.
Absolutely. And because I think with their studs, I think as they get older, I would think that they would schedule harder
opponents. I think
opponents.
Next year they're going to be better than Trinity, but they need to start playing tougher to make sure they're going to be better than Trinity.
Right. And to kind of go around the scene, you know, obviously Duchenne with a week off because of the Cardinal Ritter situation.
Yeah, they got scheduled against Cardinal Ritter.
You know, what do you think they did? Do you think they just went out and kind of like...
Oh, they were out west.
Were they? Doing a little scouting?
Uh-huh.
And or just doing some watching,
yeah,
I guess?
Doing some watching.
That's weird, you know, you have Friday night of no football. I see that St. Charles High, their season has come to an end, I believe.
Yeah, losing their Rockwood Summit 54-0, I think a lot of people could have seen that coming.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this time of year is when St. Charles High starts to get, you know, prepared for basketball while West kind of continues in with their football season. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it's been.
I think that result secretly Coach Foster is happy about.
You think so? Coach Foster's ready to get that basketball team ready. He's okay with that. Let's go ahead and Luke, could you talk to me a little bit about the local high school scene with the bigger schools and where do we stand with the bigger schools?
Well, Class 6, District 1, the one that everybody was talking about, was going in. We were expecting CVC and the SMET to be in the district final.
No way.
So now district semifinal.
Uh-huh.
CVC struggled with St. Louis U High on Friday in a game that there was almost nobody there, surprisingly. Must have been a hockey game or something going on.
It must have been a private school hockey game.
Because both student sections were almost
party
empty.
In Chesterfield.
And CVC ended up winning that on 27-14. The SMET rolls over Pattonville. So CVC and the SMET play each other Friday at the SMET this time. In a district semifinal or for Class 6 Sweet 16. So
how do you think that game's going to fare the second time around?
I think the same as the first.
I agree. I think I agree. Do you expect DeSmet to roll through this whole thing?
I think they're going to get tested by Rockers probably on if they get out of Kansas City.
And now Rockers has beaten CBC earlier in the year, right? By pretty, was it 10 or 20?
Rockers
or?
Came out inspired. That was their last home game, regular season home game for their coach who's retiring. He's been there for a long time. And I think if they get out of there, I think they're the biggest threat to the Cement. Looking at that side of the bracket, Liberty North is the number one seed, but they face Rockers. Now, that winner in that district faces the Cement semifinal. The other two teams in that are Park Hill and Raymore Peculiar. I guess it's going to be Rockers that comes out of it.
Uh-huh.
And either them or Liberty North, whoever wins that, I think will play the Cement and give them a good game. But on the other side, there really isn't a threat. I don't think. Maybe Joplin.
Joplin?
Yeah, they beat Webb City earlier this year.
And no one usually beats Webb City.
Mm-hmm. I think that's in Class 6, I expect the state championship to be the Cement versus Joplin.
You got it.
And then Class 4, I think it's going to be Ladue.
Okay, back again?
Yeah, Ladue will, I think they get Webb City on this in the semifinals again this year. But I think Ladue is better than them. In Class 5, I expect either Zumalt North or Jackson to win. Zumalt North just as good as they always are. And Jackson, they're pretty good. That'll be probably the state championship. And Jackson's just rolled over teams this year. I Zumalt North is number one in Class 5, but I think Jackson will beat them in the state championship.
Well, thanks for the breakdown there, Lou. That was a great job. And, you know, obviously these next two or three weeks are going to be very important in the football scene. As the football teams kind of wrap up, the basketball scene will take over. And the soccer scene is still going on. West loses a high-scoring affair this week to Orchard Farm, 7-4. Darius with the old-fashioned hat trick in the first half. But tell me about the, I guess you could say, the district with that West and Orchard Farm are in, and who do we expect to win?
So, this district, Class 2, it's District 6. It's at West this week. So teams are West, Orchard Farm, Duchenne, and North Tech. Orchard Farm gets the one seed. They play North Tech, and then the Warriors play Duchenne. That'll be tomorrow night, Monday night at West. The Farm plays at 5, West Duchenne at 7.
And you said Duchenne's down this year a little bit?
Yeah, they have two wins.
Two wins. Got to be Coach Turner's, probably one of his worst teams that he's had, maybe ever.
Yeah, it's been a struggle this year. They're younger, for sure.
Got it.
They're playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores. They're going to be good in the next couple of years. I think this is where you're finally starting to see the effect of the enrollment.
I agree, and I think it kind of is the sum up of Duchenne lately is playing a lot of young kids. I know in the basketball program, they're going to be playing, if not starting, playing at least three or four freshmen. So it seems like Duchenne's enrollment at that freshman-sophomore athletically is on the verge of getting there, but right now they're going to take their lumps.
Yeah, but it's in the sports. It's in the mainstream sports now for Duchenne. You could see it in some of the other the sports that aren't exactly in the main part of Duchenne's stuff. But now,
like the rifling team? Or
I don't know about that, but that'd be interesting, but it's. I think you're starting to finally see that now with Duchenne's enrollment. It's affecting sports now.
I agree. So as we move in, we think Orchard Farm is going to be the team to kind of move out of the district that West is in, and then kind of make some hay there.
Yeah, it'd be a tough sectional. It would be either Priory or Whitfield. Probably Priory, but Orchard Farm did lose to Whitfield last week, 6-2.
6-2.
Yeah, and Orchard Farm's pretty good. Don't get me wrong, but Priory and Whitfield are on another level.
Kind of on a different level. But, you know, for Orchard Farm to win the GAC North and to possibly win a district title is huge for them.
Fourth year of existence.
Yeah, only fourth year of existence with soccer. And Coach Brandon Cox has done a great job with
that
group.
Yes, he has.
Moving on to cross country, Lily Jackson. You know, we talk about her almost every week, I feel like, when it comes to this time of year. But tell us a little bit about the record that she's kind of broken.
A couple weeks ago, she set the school record at the GAC North Championships, running about a 19:01. And then this week, districts at Bowling Green, she obliterated that, going under 19 minutes and winning districts by a minute and a half.
What do you do when you're up that much? If you're winning by like a minute and a half,
just keep running the same speed.
Do you stop at like a convenience store or something and get a donut? Like,
I don't know if Coach would let her.
I mean, you just keep turning around and no one's behind you. Do you start chasing the squirrel? You know, running after birds? Like, what the heck do you
I'll
do?
Just keep on going.
Keep going? Yeah. Especially when you're trying to break records in time because there's no one really pushing you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know really what you have to
do.
Yeah,
I wonder how those marathon runners in New York City today, if anybody was up early catching on ESPN2, I wonder how those elite runners, they look behind, they see nobody, wonder what you would do.
I have no idea. I mean, you just look at something far ahead and just try to
look at the crowd.
Just
run
try to
sideways,
run as fast as you can. I did catch a little bit of that. You know, ESPN on Sundays, you can get some cross country, you can get some marathon running, you get some bowling at like noon. Mm-hmm. You get some bag. You ever watch Bags Tournament on ESPN?
Uh-huh. You ever watch Axe Throwing?
Axe Throwing.
Axe Throwing this afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Over under on axe throws through the, I mean, do
you they're get points? Pretty sharp axes.
Really? Do you get points for?
I think 6 points if you hit bullseye. They're hitting bullseye pretty often.
Really?
Yeah, they're hitting about as much as you get as the
Yeah, I think you remind me of somebody who'd be like an axe thrower. Like, just kind of the way like you're built, you know?
I don't know if I should take that as a compliment.
It's just, yeah. Maybe I'll have to look into this axe throwing thing. I might have a second career.
Yeah, it's ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Hey, the Ocho, all right. What time is that on every weekend?
It's can DVR on August that? 8th, all day.
All day. So, looks like, obviously, Lily Jackson's going to go and has. Do you think she has a chance to win?
Yes, absolutely. The entire thing? They've already run. It's a new course, Gans Creek in Columbia, which is now Mizzou. It's now Mizzou's cross country, their new one. It's no longer at Jeff City at Oak Hills, which is, I'm going to be honest, Misha totally messed up the last few years going there because it's every year.
Too hilly or what?
Well, hilly, and then it rained usually the day before every time.
Well, they can't control the rain, Lou.
Well, it's basically a mudder every time. Gans Creek's going to be more fair to the runners.
You ever run in a tough mudder?
I haven't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's going to be more fair to the runners. It's going to be pretty similar to what McNair's course is.
Okay.
And, yes, Lily got fifth last year, and the state champion is now in class two.
And that's on Saturday?
Yeah. Okay. 11:30 if anybody wants to go out. 11:30.
Are you going
to
go?
I'm going to try.
Are you going to run there? That's what you should do. You should just leave, like, Thursday and walk there, just, like, create a point. Like going cross country, Mom.
Yeah,
see you later.
I'm gonna have to make a public plea with my mother.
Stop in Kingdom City and go to that McDonald's. Like, have you ever been to that McDonald's in Kingdom City?
Or the Iron Skillet.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yep. Oh, made a few trips there on the Boonville golf trip.
Oh, the old
also
iron.
For West Cross Country Day, three boys runners that made it. Sophomore Jacob Blassingame, who's just absolutely turned it on.
Turned
this year.
It up.
Yeah, he's done a good job this year. Zach Southard, Austin Litton also qualified.
Good for Zach.
To those guys. They've had a pretty good year, and
it's awesome.
It's good for West. That
that's awesome.
Three runners.
So let's go ahead now and move into a little bit of high school basketball preview, just kind of touch on it.
Hey, it starts tomorrow.
It starts tomorrow, 4 o'clock, varsity tryouts.
No Midnight Madness?
No Midnight Madness this year. I mean, heck, I might have like 6 dudes at practice tomorrow with soccer and cross country and football still going on.
6 counting me.
Yeah, I mean, you might get in the mix tomorrow, a little 3-on-3. I might get out there and do some shooting. But, you know, thank goodness for all of our success in other sports, but it is kind of a weird situation at our school. Almost yearly for like 2 weeks.
The first week. Second week.
Gets a little bit, yeah. Come on. So we'll continue to watch and see how that plays
out. Because of how much you get before Thanksgiving, how much practice you get, the first week's usually okay.
So we're moving on. We're excited tomorrow. New team, we're losing a lot of our, you know, probably 80 to 85% of our scoring, it seems like. So we're gonna come out, though. I'm looking forward. We got some young kids and we have some seniors that when football season's over, they'll come. And, you know, it's kind of the Warrior way. You know, I hope the Warrior way continues is, you know, we always want to try to get our best athletes to play all the sports. It's kind of the thing that we have going for us there. So I'm looking forward to getting those football guys back. But it's kind of run around the GAC a little bit. In St. Louis, I guess we can kind of start there too. I guess is it CBC's and Vashon's year with Caleb Love? Or does Caleb Love not have a wingman? What are your thoughts?
Well, he doesn't have a center because they're...
I don't think anybody has a center anymore besides us. Like, we have
Trinity.
A legit center, and Trinity's got a 7-footer.
Yeah. Yeah, CBC, I don't know. They got the 2-point guards, Caleb and Rob. I just don't know who their wingman's going to be. Maybe Larry Hughes' kid.
He'll be a sophomore. I think he had a little hurt last year. Is Chevy still in the mix?
Yeah, I think he is.
Chevalier. Kid's name's Chevalier, right?
Yeah, Chevalier.
Chevaux?
I don't know.
That's anyways, call him Chevy. I don't know. I kind of wish I could be called Chevy.
Chevy.
It's pretty sweet. So
Chevy Cavalier.
Yeah. So Caleb Love, obviously one of the best players in St. Louis, needs to find a wingman, it looks like.
Vashon, pretty good.
Vashon, really good. I mean, back
Cardinal
at it.
Ritter, pretty
I mean,
good.
Cardinal Ritter, as long as they're eligible. Mm-hmm. Does Vashon even play any games in St. Louis this year? Are they just traveling all over the place?
They play in a conference. So they got to play some teams.
They got to play some teams, but I'm sure they're going to be playing in every high-profile thing. If we kind of narrow it down kind of a little more local to the GAC, the GAC North, Lou, who do you, we have bias here. We hope that we can all compete.
Unbiased, I'm going to have to say probably Warrington because they're the only team that has experience.
Okay, and when you're talking about winning conference titles, you usually talk about experience. I think that's probably something that
If it's not Warrington, it's going to come down to us and High.
I think so, and I think, Winfield brings back a pretty good team. I think Orchard Farm's got a few pieces, but...
Winfield's, I think, a year away from competing. That's in all of their guys' sports. They're going to be young this year.
And then we move to the Central here. I think, Is it okay for me to and you to probably be on the same page here with Zumwalt North?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I think Zumwalt North team is going to be really good this year. I think it might be their year to kind of put it to some of the Zumwalt Souths. It's just one of those deals where Zumwalt South, in my opinion, is kind of always the bad boy when it comes to those two schools. And I think this year, Zumwalt North is obviously going to be pretty good. And then, you know, I guess if you go to the, you know, the last, you know, the South, right? We call it the South, the GSC South. I'm assuming you probably have Howell just because they're Howell.
Yeah, I don't see any other teams. Maybe Zumwalt West can shock some people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be Howell, though, just because they're bringing back a couple starters.
Yeah, and I mean, it's Howell's just kind of one of those situations where their depth is probably going to get teams. They're just going to have better, probably more talented kids deep. But I do think Zumwalt North is the best team in the GAC from head to toe.
Yes.
If you're going to talk about all the divisions, I kind of look at them, who's the best. So I think there'll be a team to beat. And like we said, you know, the CBCs, I think DeSmet's going to be really good this year.
DeSmet's going to be pretty good.
Huge guys inside.
2 6-foot-10 kids.
And then it's always going to be interesting to see how I think Hayeswood Central's young and pretty good.
Dark horse this year, I'm going to say. St. Dominic.
St. Dominic?
Yes.
Coach, I talked to Coach Roberts today. He seemed pretty high on his group. And tell us a little bit about, do they get a transfer that's probably going to be able to play?
Yeah, it sounds like guard Brendan Dieters, who transferred from Troy. He's going Dominic now. I think it sounds like he'll hopefully be eligible. That would be big for Dominic.
Yeah, and I think Dominic, you know, with Coach Roberts, getting a kid like that could spark some of those juniors that are coming in. They got a class that had a pretty good JV team last year, so that's kind of a little dark horse, and we will see them a couple times. I know one time, we play in their tournament over the Christmas time.
No longer in our tournament,
though. That's right, and no longer in our tournament. Our tournament is with six teams now. We've added Slough High, which is a great addition, and we play...
They're going to be pretty solid this year.
I think so, too. So we'll be able to see them in our own backyard here in about 35, 36 days away. From that tournament. So looking forward for the basketball season to get started, and we'll have a lot more on that in the upcoming weeks. Tiger Woods, you know, we're kind of golfers here. Rory won today, but Tiger Woods last...
That came out of nowhere.
It was almost like he just... I don't understand him sometimes.
That, if out the three wins he's had since he's come back, that was the most shocking, I think. I understand people said the Masters was shocking.
Right.
But he did everything he had to do right. And he was on a comfortable course. Tiger went and played a new course, one he never played before, just coming off knee surgery, and he wins. I think that's starting the show. He's getting back to some stuff he was doing in his prime.
It's just shocking to me how he just, you know, you kind of wake up, and next thing you know, it's like they made this tournament up called the Zozo or whatever it's called, and next thing you know, he's winning it. But, you know, he's tied
for... It's pretty good money for...
Yeah, and, no doubt.
Yeah, parents fee, and he goes over and wins.
No doubt. So he wins his 82nd title, which now puts him tied with Sam Snead. And I saw something the other day, you know, you try to realize, you know, how good was Sam Snead, because none of us really know, because we're young enough to not be able to probably, obviously, to be able to see him play highlights and things. But I did notice something. Out of his 82 wins, Sam Snead, three of his wins were only 36-hole events. One was only an 18-hole event. I mean, crap, I could win the PGA Tour if I got hot one day. If you just hot and win, the, you know, you just get hot and win the baby, you know? If you give me 18 holes against somebody, I might really dagger him up.
Like
from
the front tees.
Yeah, I mean, I play the ladies and they play the others. I might get somebody there. So he won the Palm Beach Open five times, and it only had 15 people in it every time. So, that, I mean, if you give me 15 people, I'm probably going to win a little bit too. In 1946, the World Championship of Golf, it had four players in it.
That sounds like the... silly season event they play once the majors are
over. Yeah, it's but
the
I mean,
Grand Slam of golf.
You give me an event and there's four people. I don't care if it's chess or who can eat Doritos the fastest. I'm gonna probably win it.
Yeah, okay? One in four chance.
In 1950, the Crosby Open Pro-Am, instead of a playoff, they had four guys tied and they just said, "Heck with it, everybody wins." All four guys, no playoffs. So it's kind of interesting to kind of go back there and see kind of like out of his 82, like 10 of them were just very odd events that I think I could have won. Blessed, hashtag blessed. But, you know, when it comes to golf, you know, it's gonna get a little bit more going
Rory
here.
Rory won today.
And Rory won today.
Should he have won player of the year over Koepka?
I don't care. I don't know.
I say yes.
You say yes? I think Brooks probably should have won it because Brooks is just a stud. But
Brooks is going to get hurt working out.
Sometimes if you work out too much, you get hurt. But a couple things. We want people out there, obviously, to follow us on Chuck and Luke. You can
Here's
find us
a quick question.
Yeah, yes.
Who are the Cardinals going to sign this offseason?
The Cardinals are going to sign Mike Piazza.
Is Ozuna coming back?
Ozuna's coming back.
I don't believe it.
I don't want him to, but I think he is. Why the Cardinals are screwed?
He's gonna sign a long term. He's gonna have to sign a long term deal. I just want him back.
There's just these pieces that don't fit. I just have a hard time figuring it out. I would love for them to go out and get a shortstop and then move DeJong to DeJong, whatever you want to say, to third base. I there's so many pieces to the puzzle. I think the Cardinals,
what they need is a left-handed starting pitcher.
Oh my God, doesn't everybody? But at the same time, I don't know.
There's a guy with a funky pitch, wind-up and a Madison Bumgarner out there. I think I would like to have.
Yeah, he's just old. I don't think the Cardinals know what they're going to do.
That he can't go off already on non-pitching days.
I think Mozeliak, I don't think they have any idea what they want to do. I think
what they don't want to do is open their paycheck.
No, they need to. If not, they're just going to have these old. I don't know. I don't know about the Cardinals. All I do know is that basketball season starts tomorrow. I'm excited. I know we have a lot of coaches who listen to the program. I always try to remind myself every year, and the coaches out there too, do the best you can with the kids that you have. Teach them lifelong lessons. Make sure that you understand that the 4 months is for the kids, and make sure we all understand that every day is a chance to impact kids, whether they're your managers, whether they're the teammates, whether they're other coaches that are in your program. But be responsible as a head coach. Do it the right way and challenge your kids every once in a while. So looking forward to being back on the air. You can find us at Chuck and Lou on our Twitter account. That's Chuck and the and sign and then Lou. Find us anywhere online. You can type us even into Google. Try that sometime, Lou. Type us in there and things will come up. So thanks to Iggy tonight for a little quick episode here. And we'll be back in a couple weeks and we'll really start talking some basketball. And this is Chuck and Lou.